Peace and love. Peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out. Wow, 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 wow!
And now, here's the host of Good Things Radio, Brooke Taylor.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Feel I am a soul.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Good Things Radio. My name is Brooke Taylor. This is episode number 59. Thank you for being part of the show. And Father Nathan is back on the program today. He's our special guest. We have a Pentecost-themed Padre in your pocket, and he's going to help us be a soul on fire, which is hard. And I know that we already celebrated the Feast of Pentecost, but I think that it's the season, and I want to talk about that a little bit. He's got some great advice. The question of how do we do that in the context of our busy lives, our daily limitations. I mean, I can't even remember my son's field trip money for crying out loud, let alone changing the world by being set on fire through the Holy Spirit. We try every day, but of course we have, you know, our limitations, our stumbling blocks. So Father Nathan's going to join us, and he will offer some basic but brilliant ideas. We'll talk about that. Also on the program, I have a special guest who's fumbling papers right now, and it's coming over loud and clear. Just be still like a statue, mystery guest, okay? And then I'll introduce you in a minute. But Memorial Day is coming, so we're going to talk about that in the program as well. And it's a holiday, but I think a lot like Christmas and Easter, our culture has a lot of trimmings and trappings around. The real meaning can get lost sometimes. We know it's a great day for celebrations and sales and blowouts and family picnics, but it's more than just a day off, and we want to touch on the significance. I can hear your nostrils breathing. So we're going to do that coming up right now, though. Oh, we've got your feedback too. We have a special prayer to share. And my son, who just celebrated his 10th birthday, is here to do that. Welcome to the show, Garrett. You can say hello with your other than just waving, because they can't see you wave. How are you? In your wonderful Cleveland Cavs shirt, getting ready to go to a birthday party. And you were kind enough to say that you would do the prayer for the opening of our podcast, because
I was the only one down here.
But also, I feel like it's providential, because you, as a Boy Scout, from the earliest memory of being in kindergarten, have observed Memorial Day by going out and laying flags on the gravestones. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit later on the show. But right now, I have picked you because you are my precious child. You just turned 10. And yes, you were the only one here in the studio area at the time. Would you please lead us in prayer with the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit?
All-powerful God, who created the world for peace, remember with us those who died defending peace. All that you give us to enjoy, freedom, prosperity, safety, come to us through the sacrifice of these dead. Today we remember and celebrate their devotion to the future, their vision of a day when peace would dawn with the every day's rising sun. Let us never forget or take for granted what these men and women died for. In union with you, they were the bearers of your heart's desire. Bless them with eternal peace. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Garrett. Well, Pentecost marks the descent of the Holy Spirit on the apostles, and so for this reason, it's also often called the birthday of the church. It's one of the most ancient feast days. It's mentioned in Scripture, the Acts of the Apostles, 20:16, St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, 16:8. So for us today, how can we in this modern era live out the spirit of Pentecost?
The Holy Spirit blows where He wills, John chapter 3. I love that line. And I remember also Pope Francis in his encyclical on evangelization, Evangelii Gaudium, where he says that the resurrection has an invincible power and that what we need today are people who will proclaim the newness of the gospel with boldness. And there's, I think, the summons for the Holy Spirit of what he wants us today to do. Our society is in many ways in decline. That the values that have underpinned the family have been shaken in many ways. The Christian faith is something we're turning away from more than turning towards. So what are we to do, little flock? What are we to do, faithful of Christ? Well, the Holy Spirit is not done with us yet. The fire of Pentecost and the day of Pentecost is a day of invincible hope that God has the last word. After Jesus Christ ascended to the Father, he sent the Holy Spirit to be with us always, and that that Holy Spirit would bring Jesus to us and bring us to Jesus and bind us together as a single body united to Christ. This means that the coming of the Holy Spirit isn't just an event to spur us to do things. The coming of the Holy Spirit is the seal of the redemption of Christ, the pledge of heaven in our hearts, and therefore the confidence that he inspires is a confidence to go where there is the shaking, where there is the doubt, where there is the fear, and bring Jesus. So I think if you could today take a stock of your family, look around your family and say, where in my family is there fear? Where in my family is there shaking? Where in my family is there negativity and doubt? In my family life with my husband, for example. Oh, I mean, we've been fighting so hard, Father Nathan. It's been 10 years. It's not going to change. What kind of language is that, young lady? I do not think that that's the language of God. Well, the resurrection, I mean, happened after Jesus died. I just want to show you something there. You can't get more final. You're like, well, it's been 10 years. You haven't even died yet, and you've already written off your marriage. What if you were to open the doors of your heart and your conversation to the Holy Spirit and let him blow new breath into you? Well, you would be a new creature. I think you can look at your relationship with your daughters, your sons. Okay, which one's the one that you have the hardest time with? Is this that personality that grates against you? This is where the Holy Spirit's asking you to go and proclaim the newness of the gospel with boldness. And then take stock around your family, your extended family, and then your church communities. Is your family a harbinger of light and love? And you'd be like, well, kind of. And I like to say, be specific. Here's what you can do. In the next month, I challenge your family to do one thing to bring light and love to another family. And you could say, we do it all the time. I know, but that's kind of like saying the church is always evangelizing. If you don't get a padre in your pocket on the radio, you might be tempted to think the church isn't evangelizing. She needs to do her normal stuff to evangelize, and then she's got to go that extra step and get on a podcast. Well, your family's got to do its normal stuff, but then what's your extra step going to be? Wonderful example, invite another family over for a family day on a Sunday. Wouldn't that be something? You're like, oh my gosh, wouldn't that be something? Just for one Sunday, you cancel those darn soccer games. You worship the God of soccer the rest of the year. But one Sunday, we're going to just play a game together of softball with McGillicuddy's. And your kids will never forget it, and neither will McGillicuddy's. And that's one choice that you've made to say, in a world that's shaking, we will stand firm on Jesus Christ. And in a world of doubt, we will proclaim the faith. And in a world of fear, we will be bold. And I think that that confidence will redound and resonate through you, the other families, and your own family, and do a lot of healing. So this Pentecost, don't just look at pictures of Mary receiving the Holy Spirit. Why don't you say a prayer yourself? Come, Holy Spirit, Father of the poor, illumine my mind. And enkindle in my heart the fire of your love. Amen.
Well, the mail must go through. The mail must go through. No matter if it rains or snows, the mail must go through. I said the mail.
Hi, Brooke. Hi, Good Things Radio friends. This is Christina. I just wanted to give some feedback about the latest podcast. It was awesome. And I love the concept of just getting away and having that time to refresh and really focus. Though I may not get that in the near future, I was thinking about ways that I could incorporate that into my little stay-at-home mom world. And I thought, what if I found just moments in my day where I just take the time, take a deep breath, and make that my getaway? So right now I'm standing in the basement in front of my dryer, and it's not the beach, but it is kind of warm and it smells good because I have some Downy Unstoppables. And I thought, this is going to be my moment and my time to just kind of refresh. And so it's going to be like my ocean getaway. And then I was hoping that as I go through my day, I can find other moments like that, maybe at my kitchen window, and where I can really have a moment to figure out how I can make my day-to-day chores deeper and how I can offer them up, those mundane things that I might not like to do. Like, I noticed that the dishwasher was almost ready to be finished with the drying cycle and it's going to need to be unloaded, which I really want to push through and do tonight, as most moms probably know, to help with the morning. Because if you don't unload it tonight, then the breakfast dishes are going to sit in the sink until it's unloaded. And at least this way, I'll be able to throw the breakfast dishes in the morning and the sink at least will be clear. And it'll just give me a little bit more of an accomplishment. So I was just thinking of moments like that, like how I can, you know, really deepen just the day-to-day things I do, because that is my work right now. But I just wanted to say, Brooke, I'm so excited about your book project, and I will absolutely be lifting you in prayer, as I do all the women who listen. And I think, you know, when I'm listening, you know, how we connect and how we each, you know, can lift one another in prayer and just, you know, build a community of, you know, followers in Christ. So just so you know, I'm praying for you, and I'm really excited to see where all of this leads you. So great job and keep up the good work. Bye.
If you're reading this, my mama's sitting there, looks like I only got a one-way ticket away.
So as I mentioned earlier in the program, as Garrett was kind enough to share that prayer, for the last 10 years or so, every week leading up to Memorial Day, my sons, my husband have participated with Boy Scouts in laying flags on the graves of those that served in the armed forces. And I love that they do this. I love throughout the country, that's been a tradition of the Boy Scouts to do that. They remember to lay the flags, and not only to do that, but to explain to the kids why, the manner of respect and valor and service and what that means and the price they paid, the sacrifice they gave so that we could be free. And once again, we are approaching that time of year. And I wanted to just talk about it because I realized something last year for the first time about this holiday. And I wanted to share that. And I don't think I shared it on the podcast last year, but even if so, it's evergreen. So we're going to revisit that idea. And that is the idea of parades on Memorial Day and kind of the different festivities that occur in addition to a day off. We all love that three-day weekend because I think it signifies the beginning of summer. It's usually a time of family celebration and just coming together as a nation, which is awesome. But I also want to make the case for, no matter where you are, finding a parade and going there and standing with shoulder to shoulder all the Americans of all different ages that are there honoring and celebrating our servicemen and women and those who have sacrificed and given all for us in Memorial Day. So for us, every year, I'm going to be honest, it's a challenge because there's seven of us in the family, four of whom have to get up even earlier and get all their scout stuff on, which typically somebody can't find something, their slide or their neckerchief or their shoe. And I know at this point in stage in motherhood that I should lay everything out the night before still, even for my 14-year-old, but it's just life. So that's one thing. Plus me usually having the babies where I've got this big double stroller. We've got, you know, the blankets and the sunscreen and the snacks and a child that struggles with sensory issues. And parades have a lot of noise, as you know, from cars honking to bands playing, and she can get that sensory overload pretty dramatically. So to be honest, there are many years that I've just been like, oh, can we sit this one out? The boys are doing their thing. They can go and march and do that. We're just going to stay here. But every year we go. And last year, it really struck me because we were at the parade and we are blessed to live in kind of sleepy town USA. So our main street is decked out every block with an American flag. And we've got, you know, City Hall right there. We've got this place called Bitzer Park right across from the church and the YMCA where everybody gathers after the parade. And the mayor will read the names of those in our city who have died in the line of duty serving our country from the Revolutionary War all the way up to current times. It's, I mean, there's never a dry eye. And then also honoring the living veterans as well. But we know Memorial Day is a day that honors those who have gone and sacrificed for us. So what I noticed last year is as we were sitting in the parade route, behind me, kind of back and apart from all of the crowd was this older gentleman, and he was in a starched uniform in the twilight of his life, crisp and tucked in and in great shape. I thought, is that the original uniform? Because it looked like it was. And he seemed to me to be standing taller than everybody else. And he was watching everybody watch the parade. And I was watching him. And as the flag went by, I just thought, what has he seen? What does that image of the flag mean to him? And so many of the parents and people, especially the older generation standing there, whose heart just must want to scream out, who have had friends or children or parents that didn't come home when Johnny didn't come marching home again. And we kind of just take for granted every year that the parade's going to go by or that we're going to wake up another morning and be free and be so blessed our entire lives from the time that we've been born and drawn our first breath to the time that we've died with the breath and oxygen of liberty. That's such an amazing thing. So I just thought that it gives us so much to think about, and not only us ourselves, but also our children. And also remembering those that have died slowly from PTSD or being a POW, and that sacrifice came in that form as well. So I pray that as a nation, and it starts with each one of us, that we appreciate, that we cherish the gift of liberty and raise our children to do the same. And so every year, last year really being the exclamation point when I saw that serviceman, he had been in the army, the soldier, watching everybody, and that never, no matter how busy we are, I mean, I think you can almost make the same case about church, about mass. There are so many excuses that we could give to say, it's not going to work this week, or we're traveling, or I'm tired, or somebody's sick. But when you take that priority and put it to the top of the list, even if you're not in an area that has a Memorial Day parade, look one up. They're so prevalent all over the country. And at the very least, I have some ideas as we go through the show to share with you about little ways that you can observe Memorial Day.
Oh, beautiful. For heroes prove. In liberating strife, who more than self their country loved and mercy more than life.
Okay, so I have a little list here. How are you going to observe Memorial Day? What are you going to do? Have you thought about it? I know for me that it always sneaks up. It's like, oh my goodness, here we go. Especially here in Ohio where we live, the weather's been really weird. So in, you know, days where we've had, it's May, but still hail and snow and crazy temperatures. And then, of course, the next day you'll get like 80 degrees. And so it usually isn't until Memorial Day actually hits that I realize, okay, we're almost in summer. And then I start thinking about the panic mode of our kids are going to be home from school. What are we going to do? And that's actually going to be in the next episode. So that's a little side note for future feedback. If you have any ideas or plans or tips about summer break, I'd love to hear that, because we're going to focus our next episode on that, creative and cheap ways to make the most out of the summer and keep your sanity. So that's one thing. But for Memorial Day, what can you do to really put aside, that's what I love about Memorial Day, putting aside politics, putting aside debate, and focusing on a nation, on what unites us, and being proud of our country. So just some tips I found. A couple ideas. One, teach your kids about history. Pick something, whether it's D-Day, whether it's the Civil War, Revolutionary War, Vietnam War. And my son asked me, my teenager, he said, "Mom, what started the Vietnam War again?" And I honestly had to do a quick brain scan, Cliff Note version, to help offer, because off the top of my head, that's one of those topics that's kind of convoluted and controversial. So how can I, with wisdom, give him an answer that's factual and also respectful? So we talked about that a little bit. And any portion of history about war or just war theory, it's an opportunity to talk about it. Watch a movie. There's some great movies out there. We love the movie Taking Chance. It's based on a true story. It stars Kevin Bacon, a perfect Memorial Day film to just really appreciate the cost that's paid. And that's one for sure. Oh, there's also the movie Max. That tells a story of a military Marine working dog and what happens after he returns to the States. There's more that goes into that story, but that's a good one too. So a couple good movies. Also, another little tip from Memorial Day, just simply fly your flag. Walmart has great prices on flags. You can just do that. Check out nationalparks.org. They include a lot. I think most probably forts, battlefields, military parks, monuments, memorials. So they have a page where no matter where you are, you can find an event or an activity near you that you can be a part of. They do such a good job in the National Park Services of observing Memorial Day in unique ways, really good ways. Learn about the issues affecting veterans that are living. Again, in Memorial Day, I know my husband and I always get in this conversation. He is a veteran, and he says, just, you know, people think that Memorial Day and Veterans Day are the same thing, and they're not, and I agree. But again, as I said earlier, I think there are veterans, though, that are impacted by Memorial Day and that have died slowly through PTSD or other things. And so it does affect, and we want to honor those living veterans as well, and issues, especially about the VA, Lord help us, and different ways that you can support, whether it's the DAV or different veterans organizations that are so needed, or even doing a care package. We did that and had such a positive experience with that as well, with a young man that was serving. And so there's just a couple ideas there. And then finally, I want to give a plug to the great special on PBS that they air every year. Usually it's Joe Mantegna and Gary Sinise. I love him. And they host the PBS special, and it's so well done with vignettes and performers. It's so respectful. I every year have to have a box of tissues. This year it'll be on Sunday night, which I think is perfect, because if everybody's home and you're sleeping in on Monday morning, you can watch it, gather as a family, know that, you know what, I feel good that as a family, we are taking a minute just to stop and make this a priority on our Sunday evening. It's going to be on 8 o'clock p.m. That's Eastern time. So you have to check your local listings. But PBS Memorial Day concert, Sunday, May 29th, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And again, you can check your local listings, but they do such a great job. And so there you go. A little bit of a short but sweet show today. I pray that you have a beautiful, wonderful Memorial Day weekend. As always, we love to hear from you. Any feedback at all means so much. It's feedback@goodthingsradio.com. And thank you to every single Podbean patron. This is kind of a tip jar program that says, I believe in what you're doing. I want to keep it going. I trust in the mission of Good Things Radio. And you have. So we thank you. And if you want to donate, you can do any amount. We're so grateful for. Most people donate $5 or $10 a month, up to $20 a month. You can cancel at any time. You can bump it up at any time. And even your prayers are just appreciated so much. If you want to donate, though, it's Podbean.com. Just search Good Things Radio and you'll find it right there on the right margin. Also, there's an app. You can download it that way. Spread the word about Good Things Radio as we seek to be a community that supports and celebrates all the good things that God gives us in our lives every day. And you're a part of that. Thank you to my wonderful producer, Mark Cumming. Thank you for his dynamic skills and quick work. So Mark is producer extraordinaire, wears many hats. And to find out more what he might be able to do for you, visit him him at cominghomestudio.com. And again, our next episode is going to focus on the end of the year. The days are long. Money might be a little bit short, but we want to be creative. If you want to share your feedback, Voxer is a great place to reach out and let us know that Good Things Radio is making a difference. Thank you to Michelle, to Christina. Thank you to Vicky. Thank you to Catherine. Thank you to Vanessa. Thank you to Jennifer. Until next time, friends, God bless you and happy Memorial Day.